100.7 KSLX. It is 7:10 with Mark and Neanderthal, and we've got the guy who gave us some good Charlie Watts memories yesterday, Danny Zalisco, concert promoter here in town. He's talking about COVID protocols, specifically at the Celebrity Theater, which is opening back up for shows with the two from Styx coming up, right?
Yes, the Styx shows at the Celebrity on the 8th and the 9th. Jackson Browns after that, and the Monkees, and on and on.
All right, so if I show up as a concert goer to see Styx that night, what are you going to tell me at the door?
We're requiring either a fresh test, like you're going to Hawaii. You go to CVS and get a little swab in your nose, and they tell you within a day or so, you know, that you're negative, and you provide that email at the front door along with your ticket and go in and enjoy the show. Or if you've been vaccinated, put the vax card on your phone and bring it along. Just show it when you come in. Everybody in the hall is going to be either vaccinated or they're going to have a proof of negative test within 3 days of the show. Being inside, closed up with 2,000, 3,000 people, it's a good idea to take these precautions.
Of course, the obvious question here is, what happens once you get inside? Do people have to keep a mask on?
Well, we'll recommend that people wear masks, but, you know, we're not going to go crazy on people and pull mask police stuff. After all, everybody's just proven that they're clean.
Well, that doesn't mean what it used to mean back in the day, Danny. You know, this isn't really you, though, right? Like, people are blaming the clubs and stuff, but it's really kind of like management and the bands, right?
Well, here's a couple of things you really got to consider and why this is happening. I've already lost a couple of tours for September. I had multiple dates, not only in Phoenix, but I had dates with Alan Parsons and with Bachman Cummings, the Guess Who Bachman Turner guys. And those shows were both selling excellent. They canceled their dates. Why? Because they're older guys, and they are susceptible to getting sick. If they did get sick, they'd have to cancel dates. And these guys work on budgets just like everybody else. They can't afford that risk.
So what about people who say, hey, you didn't tell me about this when I bought my tickets?
When these tickets went on sale, everybody was looking forward to this thing being gone and going away. Don't be mad at the people at the door. Don't be mad at us. Don't be mad at anybody. We're doing this so everybody can go and enjoy a show instead of canceling shows again. I don't want to go through that again. And why would anybody else?
All right, so we know that you and your staff are tested, but, like, you got these new bands and crews and stuff coming through town. How do you know those guys are clean? How do you know those guys are negative, that those guys are safe?
Everybody goes through the same treatment. Everybody gets tested that comes backstage. I can't even go see them. Like when Jackson comes, he said, hey, man, love you. I'll wave to you from the stage. But he goes, let's not be hugging. Let's not get together. We got to be careful with each other.
All right, Danny, we'll see you 2 weeks from last night for the first of two Styx shows at the Celebrity. Thanks for checing in.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.
All right, Danny Zalisco.
By the way, we are, you know, I'm answering some emails right now. We are getting some calls about the app cash code word and our app right now. We've let our corporate people know. Keep typing it in there. The word is help, appropriately enough.
Appropriately, yes.
Yeah, H-E-L-P. Type that in. You got till 7:30 to take your share of the 6K workday payday. But we're working on that right now, and I'm sort of dealing with some communication on that on the side. So
just know
we're trying to get back to everybody as soon as we can.
If you're having trouble, somebody else who's competing with you is also having trouble.
Yeah, so we're working on it, though. We're trying to get the answers for you and get that thing worked out.
Well, how about then we grab $1,100?
Oh, I see what you did. You're big-timing it.
Yeah, put that on the table for the 30-second song challenge. It is 7:14, so that's about 15 minutes away.
We've got business.